Hey, this is Pete Cerronis, and I am excited to talk to yet again the wonderful Samara Shulman. And we're going to really go off cuff here and talk about what's on our mind. So, Samara, it's great to see and hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm great. I'm enjoying the officially summer here soon, and that's that part of the year where I'm thinking about vacations and all, and my health, and just really wanting to take one day at a time. There's just so much happening in the government. There's so much happening as people prepare for the vacations that stress levels, work related, and just the home front, there's lots going on with me and my family and sports and things. So it's managing that and also getting the work done and making sure that we approach it one day at a time. I mean, does any of that resonate with you?
Oh, all of it. Absolutely. The stress, the managing work, managing families, and just being a part of everything. And we live in such a time now with so many connections via technology, via face-to-face, that we're able to be a part of everything. But logistics play a big role. Stress plays a big role. Not wanting stress to be during family time, but you can't get work off your mind. There are days that it's like, all right, it's a blessing that everything these days for some of us can blend together. Personal can blend into work time and vice versa. So
It's
absolutely, it all resonates.
that blending. People talk about good stress, bad stress. And somebody once told me that multitasking isn't really something you should be proud of because you're not devoting enough time to it. And I'm like, I kind of get that. But just with work, I think I have found three or four documents this week in government that I really need to read and consume. And they're 30 to 40 pages. And it's just that thinking of how can I, whether it's my client or a customer or even my own friends, explain how it's all connected. And it's just so much information coming at us. And as a business owner, as a president of OnPoint, you do need to consume. How do you deal with that? Because I just try my best.
I do as well. And that's you beat me to it. And it's something that I've started trying to teach my children as well, that it's a matter of if you feel that you've done your best, then that's it. You've done your best. Things might fall to the wayside. I think a lot of it is coming to the realization, understanding, and acceptance that you don't need to do it alone. I mean, that's part of putting together a good team. That's part of putting together a responsible team. That's part of taking a look at your team every once in a while and saying, all right, are we playing to people's strengths? Not for us to be doing it by ourselves. And at the end of the day, I think it's so darn important to have the attitude of as long as you're trying and you're giving it your all, that's it. Because we're the types of people that we keep putting things on our list. I know you, Pete. You're not going to stop like, well, my list has five things. I'm going to get those accomplished in the next 2 days, and then I'll put more things on my list. So if that's the way we're doing it and we're trying to consume and we're trying to do as much as we can, you got to come to the realization of how much, like you said, information is just coming at us. But on the other hand, I think acceptance is a big part of it. That's important to
Yes.
know that it's okay. I read an article a few years ago, and it was COVID and women going back to work and women stepping away from work to take care of families and all of this. And the article was, if you think you've got it all, you probably don't, because the majority of women feel that if they're doing excellent at work, then they're not giving 100% to their family. If they're so thrilled with how their family's going, they're not able to give 100% at work. And I remember reading that article and saying, what is this? Yes, I am. And I'm not saying that to be egotistical. I'm saying it because of when I think of my family, seriously, keeping the kids healthy, getting them out the door, having them signed up for after school stuff, having them ready for camp. All right, at work, I've got this person's working this, this person's working with this person's on this, this is how we're going to do that. And oh, we're also looking at this new tool or system that we want to implement, and somebody's doing a deep dive into that. Yeah, that's what I can handle right now. And that's okay. Tomorrow's gonna happen, and we got another chance.
That is wonderfully an exemplar to many. So, anyway, that's my parting shot. You got anything you want to leave with our conversation?
Because I'll probably start to leak into the next conversation.
Which you're
Looking
very good
forward
at
to it. I
doing.
was
And
looking
that's
forward to
what
the
I love.
topic.
And I love it because then it's giving us something else to talk about. You have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to our next chat.
Sounds good. Same to you, Pete.